The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That too, didn't he? He read it and picked up the loose puck. So the positioning and reading off of one another's play has been good tonight for Buffalo. Here's Shabbat at the line. Pass to the far circle, making a tight turn on it was Gaudette. Ottawa forced back to their side of center ice. Back onto the ice is Zach Benson. He'll stay out in the fray as Gilbert goes back after it for Benson in the corner. Well, Stopchuk and he come together again. Now Gilbert, good patience with the puck there as he gets it to Clifton. Clifton trying to backhand it up the glass and out. This is an area the Sabres talked about before the game. Getting the puck out of the zone. They stick with it that time. Get it out. Here's Klevin back in across the line. He'll drop it. McCune with a shot. Pad saved by Luukkonen. And the rebound is kicked right on the stick of Peterka, who skates it deep into the Ottawa zone. Working along with Tage Thompson. Klevin will leave it and will stop Chuck. The 21-year-old Albertan in behind the net for Ottawa. No way out yet around Quinn now, who steps up. Senators carry it this time to center ice. 2:45 to go. A long shot steered away to the near board. Sabres again from left to right in this third period. Here's Sanderson. High slot. Lane taken away by the pressure of Quinn. He gets to the far point. The shot to the net stopped by Luukkonen. Benson's got the puck, and he'll flip that one. Sanderson gloves it down, puts it down. Batherson's backhand, looking for Gaudette.
Ooh.
Benson with the takeaway. Was that a slash coming
Ooh,
down on the top
slash?
There?
Oh,
and that's being addressed.
Here's Gilbert
right?
coming up.
Gilbert
yeah.
and Tkachuk at center ice after Tkachuk came down, and I think Gilbert landed a pretty quick one there. We've got a couple of scraps going on away from that main event down at the Sabres blue line and in the Buffalo zone. Benson is tied up and he is not yet done with thinking about going here
yeah.
with Amadio.
Nice job by Gilbert coming across to Tkachuk after it was a two-handed slash on Benson. I love when there's sticks and gloves on the ice.
Well, as we said it earlier, if you're Gilbert, be Gilbert, and that's what he was out there.
Absolutely. Look at that slash right there. Okay. Whatever. They don't call it, but you know what? If he's going to do it, it's a divisional game. Come up. Address it. Let him know he's not going to be able to get away with that kind of thing, and that's a great job by Gilbert stepping in and doing what he did, and then everybody else squaring off. And I don't know what the referees are going to call out of this, but
2:12 to go. Buffalo's got a 5-1 lead here. The team will leave tomorrow for New York City and play the Rangers, who are off to a red-hot start on Thursday night.
And I think what they might be discussing here, Gilbert might have came off the bench and on a line change, and they got right into it. I think that might be what a little bit of the conversation is about over there with Giroux. And
yeah, so then had the whistle blown before he came over, or was he...
Don't know. I was just getting excited about everything else that was going on.
No. I mean, that'd be the only reason he'd be in any hot water for that. If he was already in the midst of a change, then before the whistle blown. Here's the call from the referee.
Buffalo, number 8 and number 9. Each player has 2 minutes for slashing and 2 minutes for roughing. Ottawa, number 7 and number 22. Each player has 2 minutes for slashing and 2 minutes for roughing. Teams will play 5-on-5.
All even. Two penalties aside. I think it was the right call here.
I was just going to say, the player association's okay with that, right?
And here, look at this slash. That's an axe. And that's what he initially was getting away with until Gilbert came up and said, no, you're not going to do that to the young man. And I totally appreciate and respect exactly what he did. Now you got to be careful. McEwen out on the ice here with 2-12. But you see Lindy Ruff puts the right line out against him. These guys will be fine.
Cousins beside Lafferty.
Ottawa's number 7, Brady Kachuk, 2 minutes for roughing and 2 minutes for
Krebs, Lafferty, Malenstein.
22, Michael Amadio, 2 minutes for roughing and 2 minutes for slashing. And the Buffalo's Dennis Gilbert.
Well, it is the first of four meetings between these two teams this season, so it's nice to see a little bad blood between these two, who are fighting for so much to get back in the thick of things in the Eastern Conference. And tonight has been Buffalo's night. Minute 45 left on the clock as Nick Cousins brings it in along with Gaudette. Lost it at the line and taken away by Krebs. And there was a little extra elbow thrown. Not a real thrown, but just kind of nudged towards Krebs. Heads up there. Lukanen holds on to that puck. Kind of hung around him a little bit.
You can just tell, you know, that Thompson, Tuck, Paterka are going to be glued to the bench here in the last couple minutes because he's not going to put them out there just in case you don't know what's going to happen. So you just let your third and fourth line guys go and hammer this one out the rest of the way.
Ridley Gregg keeps talking to Greenway. They come together briefly after the faceoff.
All right, well, good luck to Gregor on that one.
And Greenway comes back over to say, I'm right here, as that puck is held on to, and then he skates. I love how Greenway skates to the nearest senator and says, I'm right here. 1:23 to go in this one.
I like Jordan Greenway. He's always got a lot to say down here. It's been so long before guys would even say anything back and forth too much, and Jordan Greenway doesn't hold back, and he lets it go. And keeps it interesting.
He backs it up with his play, too.
He's
going out being silly about it. He backs it up with all aspects of his play. It's been a great start to the year. We've talked about it before. As you said earlier, he kind of set the tone in this game really early on, that the Sabres weren't just to be sitting here and not backing up their teammates. And later in the game, Brady Tkachuk doing the same, as expected. Puck lifted out to the Ottawa line.
1 minute remaining in the period.
Levin playing into the corner. Bernard Docker from Canmore, Alberta. Great little spot just outside of the city of Calgary. Has the puck now on the Ottawa side of center. Flips it into the Buffalo zone. Sabres with the puck here. 39 seconds to go. Connor Clifton, he was part of the hit parade early in this one. Bo Byram picking up a couple of goals. And the two defensemen working right now as the Senators finally intercept a pass. There's Nick Cousins with a shot. Good save by Lukanen again. Tested right down to the final seconds here. Sabres try to back it out, and they do to center ice. 9 seconds to go. The puck put deep into the Ottawa zone by Lafferty. Here's Krebs with a chance, and a backhand off the mask of Omark. And that will do it. Sabres 5-1 winners.
Yeah, big night here for the Sabres. Luukkonen, very, very good in this game. It was fast, it was physical, it was spirited, but they played focused for 60 minutes. They did a great job in that area. The power play getting a couple goals. Penalty kill was perfect in this one. And I really think Greenway, yes, setting the tone, but Thompson, Tuck, Paterka really set it here early in this hockey game, and their teammates followed.
Okay, Dan and Rob, thank you very much. Yeah, the top line, Rob, I agree. Paterka and Tuck and Thompson right away. Some dominating shifts to start the game. Paterka ends up scoring in the first, and, well, the Sabres never trailed after that. A 5-1 victory over Ottawa as they salute the fans at center ice right now at KeyBank Center. Buffalo victorious, a 4-goal win over Ottawa, 5-1. We'll get live locker room reaction when we return as the postgame show coming up next right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
To the point. McLeod gets it back again. Far circle. One-timer scores! Byron! Two nothing. 17 seconds in.
The early goal on the first shift of the second period from Bo Byram put Buffalo up 2-0, and, well, that's all they would need. A 5-1 eventual win, and that our goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to KeyBank Center, live in the press box on the postgame. Brian Colziel, Pat Mullicarl, Paul Hamilton's on his way to the Sabre dressing room. We'll get player reaction coming up here in just a moment. Two goals for Paterka, two goals for Byram, one for Tage Thompson, and a strong performance in net, Pat Mullicarl, from their goaltender, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Yeah, made some big saves when they needed early. The Sabres gave up a lot of shots in this game. Had to make 37 saves, at least 10 saves, at least 12 saves, 12 shots faced each period. So the volume was there. Now, I think Sabres kept a lot of the high-quality chances away from the net. So even though Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen had to make a lot of saves, the more difficult saves were at the other end for Linus Ullmark, the ex-Sabre. And I think this is, you're talking about a complete team effort tonight. You had special teams. Bowen Byram scores twice the Sabres, and actually twice in the third period alone, score less than a minute into a period. Quick starts from the Sabres team again. So you're talking about a Sabres team that really played about as complete of a game coming off a three-game stretch where it was very disappointing.
Yeah, I thought they were outstanding in the first and the third, especially coming out right away. And the top line set the tone. The opening shift of the game, they were very good, and it kind of went from there. And also, the physicality part of this game was definitely on display, and the Sabres were up to the task for that.
You're right, and it's a Jordan Greenway hit, clean hit on Tim Stützle, results in Brady Tkachuk taking an extra penalty, and that results in the first goal of the game. So I think it's a great point you bring up right away, is that the big hits early on by the Sabres that have a better overall balance on their forward lines. You saw it on display tonight, and it directly resulted in the game's first goal.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Luukkonen before this too. Let's not forget, it's still only a 1-0 lead for Buffalo. Late, 2:10 to go in the first period, that 2-on-0, Gregor ends up getting a really good look. Luukkonen makes his best save of the night. That keeps Buffalo in front. Then they go up 2-0 right away to start the second.
Yeah, so you're riding a little bit of a momentum swing in that end of the period, and what do you do with it? After you go to the locker room, you capitalize on it right away. And from that point on, again, I know Ottawa eventually scores to make it 2-1. Did you ever feel like the Sabres were in trouble?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
So even though the game was within a goal for a majority of the first half of the game, you never felt like the Sabres were in any real jeopardy. And that's good, solid team defense. Even penalty kills tonight, they were very good at those. And I really didn't feel like Ottawa had really many good scoring chances on those either. And again, that's a plus two for the Sabres tonight when you score two power play goals. So you look at everything, and how about that first one for the Sabres? Jason Zucker's right in on it again. He's been a catalyst for a lot of the offense for this team. Even when they're losing, he seems to have a hand in it.
Yeah, even the goal that the Sabres score on the power play at the end of the game, he's in front. He doesn't get an assist, but he's around. He has been a very, very good playmaker, or being in the right position to help cause scoring opportunities. And, you know, you mentioned he sets up Paterka right away for that first goal. A very good addition to this club here, what Zucker has done. There are five players tonight for the Sabres that end up with double-digit points. Byram with two goals, Paterka with two goals, Dahlin two assists, McLeod two assists. Paterka ends up with 3 points, actually, in the game, two goals and an assist, and then Thompson 1-1.
Where did he end the night in shots on goal?
For Thompson?
Yes.
11.
Yeah. I mean, that's
amazing.
You talk about, you know, the top line trying to set a tone. Well, Tage Thompson setting a tone tonight with his physical play and his shots on goal. Again, just trying to make sure that the Sabres had the volume and the quality chances as well.
Top line, 20 shots combined. 11 for Thompson, 6 for Paterka, and 3 for Tuck. All right, down to the room. Here's Bo Byram live with Paul Hamilton.
Well, that was a physical hockey game. It was a fast hockey game. It just seemed like a good game to watch. Was it as fun to play in as it was to watch?
Yeah, it's fun. I feel like whenever you're playing those guys, you know what type of game it's going to be. So I thought we played well and played hard, stuck up for each other. So, yeah, like you said, those games are really fun to be a part of. And, you know, I thought our fans were great, too. So it was a lot of fun.
What did you see on the first goal? It looks like you saw that read right away and got into that zone where McLeod could hit you. What did you see coming in?
Yeah, I just seen that he had a little time and space and thought I'd try to sneak backside. And he made obviously an unreal pass to me, so, you know, that one felt good.
Was it a big step for you guys, Bo, to get that third goal and pull away? You know, some of these wins you guys have gotten, had a few leads that, you know, you've lost and you've had to hold on, and it was close.
Yeah, I think we did a really good job of just playing simple in the third period. You know, there's no need to be turning pucks over and, you know, tracking back and forth up at the ice, so. We did a good job of clogging our neutral zone and chipping pucks in and chipping pucks out.
Those guys are a physical team over there. How important was it to set the tone physically the way you guys
did? Yeah, I think it's very important. They have some big, strong, tough dudes over there, but I think we got a competitive team, and you know, no one's going to back down. So, yeah, like I touched on, it was good. Everyone stuck together out there.
Your goal was goal 3 and then goal 4. Lindy's talked about just getting pucks to the net and let the puck bounce around and everybody get there and see what happens. Were those two goals really good examples of that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, our forwards have been doing a good job of getting to the net, and us here just trying to deliver it there for them. So, you know, if you do that enough, eventually some will find its way in.
Bo, you guys
Thanks,
talked
Bo.
A lot.
Bo Byram, and I Tage Thompson behind me here. Tage, when you get in the game like that, it's a fun game to watch, I'll tell you that. And it's physical. There's a lot of skating. There are big saves. There are chances. Is it as fun to play in as it was to watch?
Yeah, those ones are always fun. I mean, every game's fun, but, you know, those ones, any division rival, obviously, like Ottawa's, is a big game. And obviously, we knew we needed that one. That was a big one for us. And both sides, a lot of desperation tonight, and you know, I thought after, you know, losing the last three, it's a huge response from us, and I thought right from the start of the game to the finish, it was a great collective win.
Even before the first goal, your line seemed to set the pace, set the tone to the game. What was going well that you guys were able to get in the zone and get in on the forecheck?
I think just shot volume. I think we were shooting pucks at the net and just crashing the net, and from there, you know, rebounds to the corners. We were first on the puck, and you know, from there we get them a little tired, and then we're allowed to roll around and let the skill take over and get some ozone time, get some time and space with the puck, and that's where you see the pretty plays. And I think we just kind of kept that simple net focus from the start to finish, and I think that's what allowed us to have a lot of possession in the ozone tonight.
What about to play a team that is in your division, and you've had a rivalry with them in the past? There seemed to be an extra intensity out there. Was it awareness of knowing this was an Ottawa team in your division?
Well, I think that's part of it, yeah, but I think also that's the intensity we need every night. You know, wins are big, especially those division games. It's a 4-point swing, and that was a big one for us tonight, and I thought everyone stepped up, and that's the answer you want to see from your group. And I thought we all showed up and played the game the right way.
You had the pretty goal, of course, to Paterka, but you also had the dirty goal where, I mean, you wound up in the middle of a schmozzle right in front, and everybody's going flying all over the place. I don't know if it hit you in the glove, the shoulder. I don't know if you know where it hit you, but talk about that goal and how it just all came about, and where did it hit you?
Yeah, I think Tucky was nice enough to pass it off my shoulder while I was lying on the ice. So, you know, I owe him a dinner or something. Very unselfish of him. But I think it just starts with simplicity again. It's a good odd man rush we had. You know, kick it out to JJ, middle lane drive. He delivers it to the net, kind of scramble in front. I get pushed down. There's a loose puck. Tucky's crashing back post, and, you know, that one goes in. We had a lot of chances tonight where we could have had four or five, I felt like. And, you know, sometimes those are the ones that go in, the ugly ones. And that's what you need. You need to be going in the net. You need to be getting dirty. And usually when you do that, you get rewarded. And I thought we, as a group, we had a commitment that we were going to the net tonight and just continue that moving forward.
Was there any question in your mind that that goal would be allowed? I mean, because it looked pretty obvious the Ottawa player threw you down.
I felt like that was a goal. I think we were all on the bench preparing for a power play. And, yeah, it was one of those plays where I'm driving the net, get tied up, and get a shove from behind. There's really nothing I can do. Still feel like I did a pretty good job of avoiding contact with him. And, you know, puck's there, wide open net. So I don't really think it made much of a difference.
Linus is a former teammate. What did he say to you after the one-timer? I could see he was yakking at you.
Yeah, I was just asking where that hit him. It's kind of falling down while I was shooting it. But, yeah, he's a good goalie. He made a lot of big saves for them tonight. It was frustrating me early. I was finally able to get one on him, and obviously it was an ugly one. But, you know, still counts.
Thanks, Tage. Tage Thompson on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Tage there. A nice night for him. A goal and an assist. Sabres win it by a score of 5-1. A part of that top line, Pat. I know we're just heading downstairs, but 20 shots for those three, Tuck, Thompson, and Peterka.
Yeah, and you heard some.
Nope, we'll get to you in a moment. Back to the room. Here's Ukko Pekka-Luukkonen live.
Overall, I feel like it feels good to, you know, help the team to win. And just overall, just kind of get the win, play well. I think that builds my confidence and team's confidence on me too. So overall, it was just a great game.
And we talk about the critical saves. I mean, that 2-on-0 early in the game when you were up 1-0. I mean, you get it with, I guess, your blocker, and that's really what Lindy was talking about.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy that I made the save. I had a good read on it, and, you know, that's kind of how I want to continue. You know, if you want to be a winning team, if you want to be a winning goaltender in this league, you have to make those. That's kind of been, you know, the start of the season. You know, it's been kind of my games too. I feel like it's been just, you know, good enough type of deals. You know, you play somewhat good, and, you know, they close games, but you don't come out on top. And I feel like today was, you know, I was able to make some saves and kind of, especially in the first, kind of keep the game 1-0 for us.
Do you take that to heart? Lindy certainly was not blaming you earlier today when he was talking about all he said about you and Devin was we could just maybe get like a few more big saves along the way or timely saves type of thing. But he certainly wasn't blaming you guys or anything for your play. But do you take that to heart when Lindy talks about that?
No, like it's, you know, I feel like that's how every goalie wants to play. And, you know, you want to be, I said it before, I want to be, you know, part of the solution. I want to be part of a winning team. And he's right about that. That's what winning goalie does, is makes us safe. So it's something, you know, I feel like he's, you know, as I said, he's right about it. Then, you know, we just have to continue on the right path.
And again, you had to feel good about tonight because you did make a lot of big saves.
Yeah, no, it feels great. Just overall, just, you know, making those big saves and getting the win, kind of stopping the losing streak and, you know, kind of try to build confidence as a team from there.
Thank you. Ukko Pekka-Luukkonen on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Luukkonen outstanding tonight, faced 38 shots. Back to the room. Here's JJ Peterka with 2 goals and now with Paul.
JJ, even on those, you know, those offensive zone faceoffs and the power play, even though you guys lost it, you managed to get to the puck first a couple of times. Has that been a focus for you in those situations?
Well, yeah, obviously, I think if you lose it, if you somehow can manage to come off the puck, it's always great. And I mean, we have one game more, so might as well, yeah, go in there and do my best.
JJ, you look at the line itself. You guys had a nice night. You get a pretty goal to you. You get the dirty goal to Thompson. I mean, you scored goals different ways, and that has to feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just overall, whole team. I think every line today was just going. I think every line brought a lot of energy, and yeah, I think it's just great to see after like the last three losses that we respond like that. Great scoring a power play, obviously, since we struggled at the start, but think just a great pass, and I was lucky to hit the net.
At the end of the second period, what was the thought? What did you guys think about, you know, where you stood, what you had to get done in the third?
I think just working. I think we started playing way quicker than the last couple of games, and that's been working the first two periods. And we just said to ourselves, just keep hemming them in their zone and keep out working them.
JJ Paterka on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Paul, thank you. JJ Paterka, his fifth and sixth of the season, third star in this one as the Sabres improve to 5-7-1. All right. We are going to keep it here. Lindy Ruff coming up here in just a moment. We'll also get Paul Hamilton's take. Pat, I mean, really complete effort. Top line good. Special teams good. Physicality was there. Lukanen great in net. I mean, that's on a night like that when you can kind of go through the whole lineup and find something that went well, that's why you win by four.
You're right. Yeah. And, you know, Thompson was talking a little bit about joking that you might owe Alex Tuck dinner for shooting the puck off his shoulder. But, again, it's going to the net. It's taking the center defenseman with you so that you create the contact that helps result in that goal. Ottawa challenges it because at that point it's going to be 4-1 anyway, and you might as well get a second look at it. Doesn't go their way, kill off the penalty. So it didn't matter in the end. But again, the Sabres, with their aggressiveness tonight, keeping the play going, allowing it to...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To get that goal and then for Thompson to get his eighth of the year. So kind of just another point of emphasis of how the night went for the Sabres.
Sabres end up getting a 5-1 victory. Those two goals, by the way, to start the third. 21 seconds and 37 seconds, the fastest two goals to start a period for the Sabres, the second fastest ever in team history. The only other time it was faster, January 10th, 1974, against the Rangers, Buffalo scored two goals to start the period in 31 seconds.
So, I was not around to see that. So.
Neither was I. But that's impressive, though, tonight. 2:37 to start the period. And, I mean, that ended the game. It was 2-1 with a period to go. And within 37 seconds, it's 4-1, and it's over. All right, here's Lindy Ruff live.
A physical game, a fast game, you know, everything involved in that game.
Yeah, that game was similar to, like, L.A., Florida. The difference being we finally got the puck to go in the back of the net. I thought every aspect. I thought Greener set the tone of the game. Did a great job getting above. That line playing against Tkachuk all night, did a great job. You know, we were pretty well clicking on all aspects of our game.
You mentioned running more from the goalies, critical saves, and then you're up 1-0, and Luka Pekka stuffs a 2-on-0. I mean, how big a save is that?
I mean, that's the save that, probably the save of the game that, you know, probably gets him back in it at a critical time. And, you know, big mistake on our part, but our goaltender helped us out. And I think that's the type of save you need that can ignite your team.
What went into the decisions on defense?
I want those two guys to raise their standard of play. I need their standard to be a lot higher.
And given what happened in these last three games, how much you need the standard raised, but how much did you need almost to jar the room a little? Because that's something they haven't seen around here in recent years.
I think we've discussed what is necessary to win hockey games. I've probably been more patient than I've ever been, just trying to figure these guys out. But there's a standard you have to play to, and the standard hasn't been good enough. And other guys have sat. I met with both players today. I discussed what is acceptable and what will work if you're in the lineup. If you're not, I thought the guys that have stepped in have done a good job.
Lindy, there seemed to be more of an intensity for an early November game. Is that a reflection of the opponent and what's happening between the both with the focus on Buffalo, Ottawa, and Detroit? Is there a new rivalry or an intensity growing between these two?
I remember there used to be an old rivalry between these two. My point with the players last game is get emotionally involved in the game. Get emotionally involved in the game. We were emotionally involved in the game tonight right from the start. Our penalty killing did a great job. Our power play got us a couple. Our goaltender made big saves. We had block shots. Again, all the things you're going to need to win a game. Some of the small plays that you don't see, cutting hands off, getting in the way, slowing people down so our D can make better breakout passes. All the small stuff that makes a big deal by the end of the night. I thought we got everything.
Would you talk about getting emotionally involved? How can you balance that without losing, focus of the game and what trying to
do? I just think if you're emotionally involved, it gets you into the game. We've talked about our first periods, about if you want to have a good first period, it's be physical, get to the net, and because the other team is just as fresh as we are, so it's a battle of will. So the way you can get involved is get out there, be physical, win your battles, try to take some of their will away. I don't think you can go too far.
What was your message after the second period? What did you think about the response, the way that your group played in the third?
No, we made a few puck mistakes. The save that UPL had to make on a puck mistake. So some of our puck mistakes allowed. But all I talked about was we were doing a lot of good things. Let's eliminate some of those puck errors. Let's eliminate where we're putting the puck. Because I thought when we made the right decisions, got the puck below the goal line, we set up a lot of good plays. We had a lot of good zone time. They're a good team. They can create some good offense. And I thought they had a few shifts where they had us on the ropes, but we stayed inside and we didn't give them much from the inside.
The other night you talked about get a puck to the crease, let it rattle around, let some people rattle around. Is that goals 3 and 4, especially goal 4, where you got a schmozzel going on with Thompson all over the place, Tuck trying to shoot it in off of him? I mean, is that exactly what you're talking about there?
Yeah, dirty goals. I thought again in Detroit we weren't around the net enough. We had some great ozone shifts, but the second opportunity, the third opportunity weren't there because we didn't have enough bodies. I thought that goal with Tomer, laying face down in the crease, and I think Tuck put it in at 2.6 miles an hour that they had up, something like that. He buried that.
I mean, how does this team go about sustaining this now that you've seen them play this?
I think we've had games where we were really close but didn't score. Like I said this morning, the ability to get the game to 2-0 or 3-1 or even like we did at the start of the third, it takes a lot of stress off the rest of part of the game. So we got to continue to work on making sure we're putting the puck in the back of the net. I looked at as soon as we scored, Tuck had the unbelievable opportunity. We missed a wide open net, and I thought, oh no, here we go again. That could have instantly made the game 2-0. I thought the way we came out in the third period really just said we're going to take a hold of this game. This is our game, and got to give the guys a lot of credit for that.
Thompson's line had a lot of time with Bryson and Power today, and Bo got two goals.
Who was who was that?
Thompson's line had a lot of zone time with Power and Bryson today, and then Bo got two goals today. How important is establishing five-man cohesiveness with those defense players?
Well, you know, I think you've seen our defense has kind of changed. So, you know, we were set up with those top two pairs to try to play with our top offensive lines and see if that those five-man units could create a little bit more zone time and create the opportunities. Thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. His press conference brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. 5-1, Sabres rolled the Senators. The Rangers are up next on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and we'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame show starting at 6 that night right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com, or you can listen in on the Odyssey app. And for all of you listening on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll get Paul Hamilton's take when we return. We'll check back in with Pat to get the scores from around the NHL. We'll get you some more stats and highlights, update you on the standings. Sabres beat Ottawa tonight, 5-1 in front of 12,260 at KeyBank Center. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
For a one-timer, stopped by Luukkonen. Hamonic got the shot away. Now a steal. Norris in front. Oh, what a save by Luukkonen. He reaches over to Rob Noah Gregor.
First period save from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Luukkonen was outstanding tonight. 38 shots, 37 saves. That one is our save of the game. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-1 Buffalo over Ottawa as we welcome you back here to KeyBank Center on the postgame. Our final stats now brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 38-34 in favor of the Senators. As I mentioned, Luukkonen, 37 saves in the win. Allmark, 29 saves in the loss. I mentioned this already, but worth repeating. The top line for the Sabres tonight, 20 shots combined. 11 from Thompson, 6 from Paterka, 3 from Tuck. A physical game as well. Cousins credited with 5 hits. Malenstein, 5 hits as well. Greenway, 4. And we know there was some fights as well and some roughing penalties there late in the game. But the Sabres seemed up for the task tonight. Our Dynabrade.com power play update, powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Sabres winning the special teams battle. That hasn't happened very often this year. 2 of 4 on the power play for Buffalo. And the Senators were 0 of 3. All right, let's go down to Paul Hamilton now. Get his thoughts. Paul, the Sabres right from the first shift of the game with Thompson, Tuck, and Paterka came out. Good energy, good buzz. We saw some good hitting in the first. We saw Greenway and Tkachuk get into a fight, a goal on the power play, and then at the end of the period, a monster save from Luukkonen. So to quote some of the players here, they said it was a complete team effort, and I would agree.
Yeah, you know what? Take down the score and take down, you know, who won the game or whatever. I would pay to see this hockey game that we just saw any day of the week. I loved it. It was very enjoyable hockey to watch. A physical game. Not a dirty game, but a physical game. A fast game. Lots of goals, chances on goal. Lots of saves. You know, dirty goals. You know, doing whatever it takes to win a hockey game. I just enjoy, as I said, take the score out of it. And you know what? If hockey was played more like that all the time, you wouldn't have the crowd you saw there tonight in the stands. I mean, there weren't a lot of people here. The people that were here enjoyed it. Actually, I think the people that were here were kind of loud, too. That showed they enjoyed the game. And that's the way hockey should be played. And if we saw more hockey played like that, we'd see more fans here in the building.
Paul, let's start individually with Luukkonen. Lindy said the save on Gregor at the end of the first was the save of the game, and he said it really can ignite your team. I know you talked with Lindy about getting big saves from the goalies.
Yeah, and you heard Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and he didn't seem offended by it at all. as he said, he's right. And I looked at his face. I don't think it was just talk, you know, athlete talk. You know, they haven't been awful. You know, the two goaltenders overall, they've had some awful moments. But they haven't been awful. But they haven't, you know, made the big save at the big time. They've made some big saves. But when you needed a save, they didn't. And there was the first opportunity. They needed that save. And Lindy Ruff said that they took off from there. It really ignited the team. It ignited the bench. You know, you get a save like that. And that's what he was talking about earlier when you heard him on the pregame show, that, you know, they just need a couple of more extra saves and a couple of big saves at the big time, because you got to see what happens when you get those big saves. It ignites the crowd. It ignites the team. They get excited. They go, okay, look at that. We made a mistake, and our goaltender on a 2-on-0 bailed us out. You know, and it wasn't the only time. I mean, he made a bunch of big saves. Even the goal they scored, just, you know, Dahlin got him. He just can't do that. I mean, he got himself, he basically lost his head and got himself involved with Greg at center ice and wouldn't let go. And while he's in the middle of that, Greg decided he was going to let go, and it turns into an outnumbered situation. Everybody wanted to rip into Byram. He had been on the ice for over a minute. He didn't have anything left in the tank to get back. He was at the end of a shift over a minute. He was done. He wasn't going to be able to get back. And then to make it even worse, Dahlin doesn't let – he lets the pass get across. But what I'm trying to say is it was a great save by Luukkonen on the first shot. Unfortunately, there was nobody there to clear Greg out of there, and he got the rebound and put it in. I don't put that on the goaltender. I mean, he made the big save to start off with. It's the only goal he let in the whole time. On the penalty kill, I thought he made some really good saves, and I agree with Lindy. I think overall they killed the penalty well too. It was hand in hand. But if your goaltender can't make the saves, your penalty kill is not going to be successful, no matter how good you're at it, unless you don't allow any shots whatsoever. But you know, what he had was he was fighting for his ice. He got some screenshots on him that he was able to make the save because he didn't sit back in his crease. He came out and he didn't care if Ottawa Senators were there. He was fighting for his ice. So he was in position, even if he didn't see the puck, to be able to make the save.
Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 5-1, Sabres beat the Senators. Rangers is the next game on Thursday. Paul, the third period, if there was any doubt about the game, the Sabres put it away two shifts in. 37 seconds in, they've scored twice to push it from 2-1 to 4-1. And I know you didn't hear this earlier, but it's the second fastest ever in team history, like ever here, that they've scored two goals that quickly. The only other time they scored two that quickly in a period, to start the period, January 10th, 1974, they scored two goals in 31 seconds. But that really took stranglehold of the game. You go to the third, Ottawa's thinking, look, we only are one goal away from tying this up here. We're one bounce, one shot, one deflection, and instead, the game, bang, bang, and it's over already.
Yeah, and they did a lot of things that Lindy Ruff asked them to do in this game, and you heard him say that he's probably been more patient than he's ever been trying to figure these guys out. And it's been a tough road for him, too, to try to figure these guys out, because he's behind the bench and he watches his team play like they played tonight. And they had some puck management problems in the second period. He addressed it. They took care of it. In the third period, they didn't have those problems anymore. You know, it was taken care of. So that's the thing that's, I think, maddening if you're a fan, or even if you're Lindy Ruff trying to get this team to do what you want them to do. Again, they proved again tonight. When they play the way he wants them to play, with the type of intensity that he talked about, with the type of go to it, with the type of going out there to play physical and initiating play, they're going to be a successful team. But you can't go 4-1-1 and then go 0-3. You know, that's the problem, and that's what they've been doing forever. I can't even tell you how long they've been doing it under multiple coaches and multiple players and multiple GMs and the whole nine yards. It's what they do. So, okay, now you've done it again. You've come out and you played the way your coach wants to play. When corrections needed to be made, you made them. And he said, you come out in the third period, you score two goals in 16 seconds, and you come in up 2-1. By the time you're at the 37-second mark, you're up 4-1 because you took the game over. And you just basically said to the Ottawa Senators, this is our game, and you're not going to take it from us. There are a lot of things to like in the game, but there's just nothing to tell us that it can be sustained. And that's what they need to do, you know, be to learn that, okay, you got to stack wins. It can't just be three wins in a row and you're done. You got to have a couple of streaks that are more than three. I mean, they haven't had a four-game winning streak. I need to look that up. They didn't have one last year. They haven't had one this year. It's been a long time. And if you're going to be a playoff team, you got to be able to stack wins together. So you feel good about this game. Now you know how it feels and what you have to do to play well as a team. His patience is over. You know, if you're below the standard, you're out of the lineup. And Clifton experienced it. Now Samuelson and Joakim Haru have experienced. Obe Kabel has experienced it. Quinn has experienced it. And it's as simple as that. And you're either going to play his way or you're not going to play. And that's the way it went. And the question is, do those guys get back in? I mean, Gilbert handled, you know, Tkachuk. Bryson, I thought, had another good game. He's played two games. Does he deserve to come out after the two games he's played? I don't think so. I wouldn't change a thing, to be quite honest with you. The lineup you saw tonight would be the lineup you see against the New York Rangers.
All right. You answered my follow-up. Were we going to see Joakim Haru and Samuelson back? And, yeah, it would be tough to make a change after tonight. I mean, this was almost as complete a performance as we've seen from this team through 13 games here. Paul, just a real quick thought here while we get to the injury report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph's Campus. Go with Joe. Zach Benson returned to the lineup tonight, played 10-14. Just anything to jump out from him. He had two hits on the score sheet. I know you always say he's a guy that plays that hard game to have to defend kind of sort of thing.
And he was involved. You know, when there was a scrum, he was right in the middle of it, probably caused it. That's the kind of guy he is. He's not afraid of anybody. He doesn't care. I mean, he'll stand around the net. He goes to the net. Somebody cross-checks him, fine. He'll get back up and cross-check you back. And he's not worried about it. So that's the type of game I did see out of him. There was some rust, I think, overall. But, I saw him it looks like the injury is much better because you saw him protecting pucks again. And it'll only get better from here. I mean, yeah, there was a little rust on him, but you got to see a little bit of the old Benson in this game.
Paul, thank you so much for all your work tonight, and we will talk on Thursday as you will be in New York City for the game against the Rangers.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here, 5-1 the final. We bring it back up here to the press box. If you're listening on your way home, we appreciate it. Your drive home from the game brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. All right, where are the Sabres in the standings? Well, let's see what the other teams in the East did first. Let's check the scoreboard one more time. We go back to Pat Mellicaro.
Thanks, Brian. This look around the league is brought to you by Figo, Carr, and Joyce, who are border attorneys. We'll start with the Kings of the Wild, where Minnesota trails Los Angeles 4-1. They've gone midway through the third period there. And again, the Kings with a 4-1 lead. Jets, 3-0 lead over the Utah Hockey Club. Just about 3 minutes to go in the third period. Nino Niederreiter, a pair of goals for the Jets in that contest as Winnipeg 11-1 to start the season. Their only loss coming on home ice earlier this last month. Also, the Avalanche doubling up the Kraken 4-2 as they've gone midway through the second period there. And early in the first, the Ducks have a 1-0 lead over the Canucks, 9:25 to go in the opening period. And just going final right now, the Blues with a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay. If you join us after the second period, Dylan Holloway was stretchered off the bench for the Blues after taking a shot in the neck area. The game was briefly halted, but the good news, according to the Blues, putting out an update about an hour ago, Holloway was alert and stable, being evaluated at a local hospital. So the news positive for Dylan Holloway after his injury situation tonight. Also, the Islanders in a shootout defeat the Penguins 4-3. Hurricanes with a 6-4 victory over the Flyers. Just 7 seconds into overtime, Matt Coronato scores for the Flames as Calgary defeats Montreal 3-2. And it was the Maple Leafs with a 4-0 win over the Bruins. Thanks to a couple of power play goals, we have Nylander, one of those as well, with a big night. So again, the Maple Leafs shutting out the Bruins 4-0. One game has yet to start. San Jose will host Columbus. That drops the puck in just a couple of minutes, Brian.
And the Leafs did it without Matthews, Austin Matthews, tonight.
Yes. Yeah, day-to-day right now.
Yeah, he did not play, but they got away with it for sure. All right, standings update here now. In the East, the Sabres improve to 5-7-1, 11 points. Right now, if you were wondering, like, where is the cutoff for the playoffs, they're two back. The Bruins have 13 points and have played one more game than the Sabres. There is 4 teams with 11. Red Wings, Blue Jackets, Penguins, and Sabres all have 11. Ottawa with 12, who Buffalo just beat tonight. And then the Bruins would be the last team in right now with 13. The top three in the Atlantic is Florida with 19 points, Toronto with 16, and Tampa with 14. But the Sabres will have the Rangers next. That'll be Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And again, we'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6 o'clock along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. And then three home games after that. Calgary, Saturday afternoon here at 1. Veterans Day afternoon, 12:30 puck drop against Montreal on Monday. And then next, a week from Thursday, home for the St. Louis Blues at 7. Thank you, Pat, for your work tonight.
Thanks, Brian.
Just a reminder for all of you, if you're still in your car driving home from KeyBank Center or if you're listening to the postgame, as we are about to say goodnight, if you are looking for election night live and local coverage on the radio, you can tune into our sister station, News Radio 930 WBEN. You can also listen to that on the Odyssey app as well. And that, I'm sure, will be going many hours beyond right now, as it'll be a long night for many in election night headquarters. All right, now that will officially put a wrap on our postgame here from KeyBank Center. We thank you for listening, and we want to thank our crew. TJ Luckman, our network producer, back at our Amherst studios. Thank you, TJ. Tom Matty is our engineer. Pat Mollicaro, our anchor, and on our game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Jonathan Colziel helping out as well here up in the booth. And for Schobel the Bulldog on the pregame, and Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers. My name is Brian Colziel. The final again, Sabres 5, Senators 1. We will talk to you on Thursday night with Buffalo in Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.